One of the much neglected parts of the BOAG World blog is the Q&A section. So I thought I will resurrect it and get it going again. So I'm going to answer a question from Sophie that she kindly shared with me over Twitter. She says, in our sector, that being the web industry, what one near future prospect scares you the most? On the surface, it'd be easy to think that we have little to fear within the web industry. While other sectors struggle to come to terms with the impact of digital on their business, we're riding the wave of innovation that's been going for 20 years now. That said, there are some trends that are emerging which threaten both the nature of the web and our role within it. Although there are a number of areas I could focus on, the question asked me to identify one prospect that scares me the most, and that has to be the decline of the web page. As web designers, the bread and butter of our role is in creating websites and web applications. It's our job to make the process of navigating these applications and websites as easy as possible. If you take a moment to consider why this role needs to exist at all, you can quickly identify dangers to our livelihood. The reason we need web designers is because navigating from one website to another has become a complicated business. Think about it for a moment. Each website you visit is completely different. It has a completely different user interface to the previous one. Every time you want a piece of information, you have to learn how to navigate the website containing that information. For example, let's imagine you are hiring a web design agency. You are looking for an agency with experience of building websites in the charity sector and want to see examples of the work that they've done. Currently, this task involves searching for web design agencies with charity experience and then visiting each site in turn and look through their portfolio for examples of their charity work. Not only is this time consuming, you also need to adapt to the navigation of each site. Looked at this way, it quickly becomes apparent that finding information online is not as easy as it should be. But things are changing, and here comes the danger. Increasingly, you are not having to visit websites in order to find certain types of information. For example, if you want to know about local cinema times, you simply ask Siri, and she will return the listings required without you having to visit the website. Equally, if I want to know who the CEO of Yahoo is, Google can tell me that just with a search without needing to visit a specific website. I don't think it'll be long before we can make these kinds of requests for other data too. In a few years, I anticipate being able to ask to view examples of charity web design without the need to ever visit each of the individual agency websites. Essentially, we're seeing a move away from websites towards structured data that can be displayed in different ways across different devices. Google Glasses, Siri, smartwatches, and other internet-enabled devices will not rely on the graphic user interfaces of traditional websites. Where then does this leave the role of the traditional web designer? Will companies still pay top rates to develop a user interface for a website that few people actually visit? Admittedly, these websites will not go away, but their role will be diminished. Most of the user interface work will be handled by the device rather than the website itself. The website will continue to exist, but more as a repository of data than a place for people to visit. Ultimately, this will be good for the user because they won't be required to constantly navigate different user interfaces. It will also mean a continued role for web developers, however it may lead to a decline in user experience design online. Of course, this could be argued that it's not a near future prospect, as it could still be a number of years away. So even though I'm only meant to identify one thing that scares me, I do want to share a more immediate concern. As I wrote yesterday, Tim Berners-Lee intended the web to be a universal tool accessible to anybody. For me, this is a kind of key component of the web and should lie at the heart of the web design community. Unfortunately, this concept of universal access is being slowly eroded, partly because of our own actions and partly due to company and government policy. Whether through censorship imposed by government or technological constraints created by web designers, the truth is that fewer and fewer of the people that are online have access to the full breadth of what the web offers. The web is this truly remarkable medium that has the potential to make the sum of all human knowledge available to every person on the planet. It therefore saddens me to see us moving further away from that vision rather than closer to it. There's no doubt that the web industry has seen phenomenal growth and experienced incredible innovation throughout its life, but it is also a place of constant change. Most of these changes are for the better, but we need to remain vigilant that the fundamentals of the web are not being undermined and, probably most importantly, to be honest, to ensure that we personally adapt to the changes we're seeing so that we don't end up becoming redundant. But those are my fears. What are your fears? What scares you most about the future of web design? Share it in the comments.